got our guest 30 minutes into the next hour. We will have time to get to some of your calls. Just be patient. This is a big story. There's a lot of different facets to it, but I've looked at the Army's own video that Dr. Rocky helped put together. This is not our opinion. But Dr. Continuing, I mean, clearly this is a weapon of mass destruction, is it not?
Correct. So with Gulf War II started around, the only nations that use weapons of mass destruction are Great Britain, Australia, and the United States. Deliberately taken solid radioactive waste, which in the form of depleted uranium munitions, contained in tank rounds, aircraft rounds, landmines, bunker busters, cruise missiles, and we blew the place apart. It's funny how when we say we're going to a nation to give them freedom, that we contaminate their air, water, and soil with solid radioactive munitions and radioactive waste, that the U.S. Army's own formal reports, the report from the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute to the Secretary of the Army stated that we cannot reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions. That's inherent properties.
How many tons were used in the first versus the second Gulf attacks?
The individual that issued the ammunition, because I worked with him, he is now sick, and it was a father and son. Father came over to help us clean up. The father's already dead. But that individual that issued estimated right around 375 tons. Now, that's 375 tons of solid uranium. That does not include all the other parts, you know, the other explosives and everything else. That is just the solid pieces of uranium. And then we did in the Balkans in 94 and 95, the estimates are around 30 tons. The Balkans in 99, 30 tons. We have Vieques, Puerto Rico, Afghanistan, the estimates are 1,000 tons. And then now in Gulf War II throughout Iraq, it's ranged where the Army has acknowledged some 200 tons just recently in the last few days, to over 1,000 tons, which makes sense based on how much was over there.
So is it 10 to 20 times? We're not sure.
It's true, but you have to come down to the fundamental thing. What right does any nation have to take solid radioactive waste, whether it be 1 pound or 1,000 pounds, take that and willfully disperse it into anybody else's backyard, into their houses, into their schoolyards, their mosques, their churches, refuse to clean up all the environmental contamination as is required by the Department of Defense directives, and refuse to provide medical care not only to the U.S. soldiers, which is what they're doing as we speak.
This is so wildly corrupt. I mean, how do you even get your mind around it? Joyce, now because of Dr. Rocky's work and your work, now the New York Daily News has done another big study. They paid some top people to look at this. Can you, both of you, tell us what's developed?
Well, I'm going to let Dr. Rocky talk about this because I think it's important that people understand from the source. But I just want to also say, please understand how serious this is. These troops are not just sick, they are dying. Dr. Rocky is sick himself. Listeners, this is a huge problem. It's not going away. And I just, I cannot thank you enough, Doug, for what you're doing.
What has happened is the New York National Guard's 442nd Military Police Unit was deployed to Iraq, to Samarra. They were deployed into an area where uranium munitions had been heavily used. The Dutch troops confirmed the uranium contamination there. The Japanese troops confirmed the uranium contamination there. Congressional investigators sent by from our U.S. Congress confirmed the contamination there. And what happened is these soldiers did not receive the mandated required training that has been required by written directives since forever, and I actually have to understand I put that together. And then what happened upon that, once they were exposed, they did not wear the respiratory and skin protection required by the United States Army's Common Task Training Manual. And then once they were exposed, the U.S. military did not give them the medical care within the 24 to 48 hours that is mandated by U.S. Army directive issued on October 14th of 1993.
We got a break. When we get back, we'll talk about the study that was done and what happened when you're studying in Australia and all of this. There's so much. Then we'll get to your calls as well. Second hour straight ahead. We'll be back. It is the 6th of April, 2004. On this Tuesday, I'm Alex Jones. We're joined by U.S. Army Major and former head of the Pentagon's Depleted Uranium Project, Dr. Doug Rocky. And he's been presenting the updated findings on depleted uranium casualties from the Gulf War. And he's exposing some of the latest developments. The top scientist, the New York Daily News, paid to have him look at just one group of troops, and they found very high levels of depleted uranium. We're talking about that. Quite a few of our stations just carry the second 2 hours. So Dr. Rocky and Captain Joyce Riley, who are both joining us, can you just in a few minutes, for those that just joined us, recap? Let's say you just got 2 minutes to talk to a jury. Just recap basically what we're dealing with, what's happening, and then let's continue where we left off.
What has basically happened is the United States Department of Defense, the British Ministry of Defense, the Australian, have used solid radioactive munitions, uranium, in order to go to battle and win the wars. And as a consequence, they have contaminated air, water, and soil and food throughout Iraq, Afghanistan, the Balkans, the United States, and all over the place. They are refusing to provide the medical care mandated and required by their own Department of Defense directives, U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs directives, and they're refusing to clean up this radiological contamination that is toxic. And as the U.S. Army stated in their own report to the Secretary of the Army, that you cannot reduce the toxicity of DU munitions.
And so you're sick. Many others are sick. People are dying. Any estimates on the number of dead?
Well, that's a good question. When you put all the contaminants from war, the uranium contamination, there's no good figures. We do know from all of the exposures from Gulf War I, of all the individuals served in the Persian Gulf, according to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs reports, of those people who went in the Persian Gulf from August of 1990 through May of 2002, over 221,000 of our nation's sons and daughters are permanently disabled, and well over 10,000 are dead that had service-connected injuries and illnesses and everything else.
Now, front page, New York Daily News, poisoned, shocking report reveals local troops may be victims of America's high-tech weapons. They had other scientists look at this. What did they find, Doctor?
Now, what had happened is members of the 442nd New York National Guard Military Police Unit were put into a contaminated area, absolutely confirmed contamination. The Department of Defense, the individuals at Walter Reed Hospital, and the hospital at Fort Dix refused to provide these individuals medical care. When they reported the kidney problems, the headaches, fatigue, shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, joint pain, and frequent urination. As a consequence, they went for help to the New York Daily News. The leaders of the New York Daily News said, well, our government, our Department of Defense, and VA have abandoned our troops, that our sons and daughters that we sent to war. Therefore, we are going to pay for their medical test. These medical tests were done by U.S. Army Colonel retired Asif Durakovich, who was the U.S. Army's foremost expert on radiation exposures and injuries and health, not only for the U.S. Army, but for the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. His testing confirmed based that my test and my work and my recommendations are absolutely correct. The uranium dust and oxide will be resuspended, can be inhaled, ingested, absorbed, and individuals that are exposed will get sick. So this is totally confirmed. And what has happened now is, after this broke loose, and they reported in the New York Daily News, the Army jumped all over these kids, and they came down on them like the plague. Why did you go outside the system? How come you went for medical care? Well, it's real simple. The President of the United States, the Vice President, the Secretary of Defense, and everybody, the Secretary of the VA, failed to provide care for our soldiers. That's totally documented. In the congressional hearings last Tuesday before the Shays Commission, the Department of Defense did not provide our sons and daughters a thorough pre-deployment physical assessment prior to sent to the Gulf for Gulf War II.
And they know from your studies and the research and their own training videos from the mid-90s that depleted uranium does this.
Well, yeah, we got sick, and it's in our medical records, but they deny that it is.
Okay, Dr. Rocky, Captain Joyce Riley, stay there. I want to get into the cover-up, where all this is going, and then take some calls. There's a lot of facets we haven't gotten to yet. This is one of the biggest stories of the new millennium. The man who literally wrote the book on depleted uranium, been in the military for 36 years, Dr. Doug Rocky, U.S. Army major and former head of the Pentagon's Depleted Uranium Project. And now they've had other scientists. The New York Daily News has paid for scientists, a former top military scientist, to look at this. This is killing the troops, and this time they blasted almost every town and city, not just areas in the desert, in Iraq, and used, depending on the numbers, 10 to 20 times the amount used in the first Gulf War. They've used it at a whole bunch of different testing sites here in the U.S. with creeks running right to the middle of it. It's in the air. It'll never go away, millions and millions of years. So basically forever in the scale of human civilization. And there's been an ongoing, I wouldn't even call it a cover-up. They just don't respond to it. And they're going to continue to use it. Now, other countries are saying they're going to use it. It's proliferating. And then we talk about invading Iraq for weapons of mass destruction that we sold them that they never used, other than the sanctioned use against the Kurds, which was wrong. And we got a bunch of callers here for you. But Captain Joyce Riley, you've been on this issue, pushing it from day one. I know you want to give Dr. Rocky all the credit, and he certainly deserves it. He's very sick from it. But before we get back into what the top scientists said in the New York Daily News about this and the information that Dr. Rocky got with his study of the Australian troops that have been brought into harm's way as well, any key facets of this or avenues you think we should explore, Joyce?
Well, I think that the listeners need to understand that he is being challenged by the Pentagon right now. They are making his life miserable. They're attacking us. They're attacking anybody who's coming forward. And we need to support him, and we need to contact our congressman and the White House.
Well, every time we talk about this, we get denial of service attacks on the websites.
Yes, it is incredible what is taking place. And I just want to say that I just received from England, from Tony Flint at the U.K., he says, if Bush is going to send more troops to Iraq, he is sending them to their deaths, not from bombs and bullets, but from depleted uranium poisoning. He already knows that his forces are coming back ill from DU poisoning. Therefore, he is committing murder. That's the British Gulf War Veterans Association response to this story. So I'll turn it over to Dr. Rocky. And I want to
ask you both this question, and then we can move on and take some calls, because I've obviously got to do more on this in the future because there's so many facets to it. But back to the psychology. They know it's bad. The top scientists come out and say it's bad. The troops are dying from it, but the elite just sit there and continue this. And I think it's bigger than just, you know, defeating some enemy, because they got weapons that'll do that without this. What is it about the globalists with the vaccines and the stuff in the water supply and the genetically engineered crops? All of it. They know it's all disastrous. They know it's horrible, and they seem to sadistically enjoy this like they're devils literally out of the pit of hell. Doctor, do you have any comments to the psychology of this?
Well, I'd like to go back to the fundamentals. You have to understand, I've been in two wars, and I've done my share of killing, and I've done my share of saving lives, and my job right now is to save lives. But in March of 1991, I received a memorandum from the Los Alamos, New Mexico, from Colonel Michael Z. This came through the Army official chain of command. And I want to read this because this reveals this. And you have to understand, the purpose of war is to kill and destroy. The soldier, the warrior, is going to use the most effective tool with total disregard for health and the environmental effects. And this is the memorandum that I received that has driven everything from day one. Quote, the effectiveness of depleted uranium penetrators. There is relatively a small amount of lethality data for uranium penetrators, either the tank-fired long version or the Gowie 8-round fired from the A-10 close air support aircraft. The recent war has likely multiplied the number of depleted uranium rounds fired at targets by orders of magnitude. It is believed the depleted uranium penetrators were very effective against Iraqi armor. However, assessment of such will have to be made. There has been and continues to be a concern regarding the impact of depleted uranium on the environment. Therefore, if no one makes a case for the effectiveness of depleted uranium on the battlefield, depleted uranium rounds may become politically unacceptable and thus be deleted from our arsenal. If depleted uranium penetrators prove their worth during our recent combat activities, then we should assure their future existence through service and Department of Defense proponency. If proponency is not garnered, it's possible we stand to lose a valuable combat capability. I believe we should keep this sensitive issue in mind whenever after action reports are written. Respectfully, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Zeem, 1 March 1991.
So that's saying, let's cover this up because this is a good weapon, but we don't build guns that when you shoot a bullet at the enemy, they shoot one back into your head. And, oh, well, it kills our troops, it kills them, and you certainly don't do something that kills the civilians for thousands of years after it's used. I mean, this is insanity.
Well, that's exactly correct. And at the same time, I received another official memorandum through the U.S. Army from the commanding general. You have to understand, that's Norman G., okay? And this came down from Colonel Gregory Lyle, the Defense Nuclear Agency. Quote, alpha particles, uranium oxide dust from expended round is a health concern, but beta particles and fragments from intact rounds is a serious health threat. Cut and dry. And then in 1992... we received a directive from the Assistant Secretary of the Army, Lewis D. Walker, and in direct this quote, Senate Appropriations Committee Report Number 102408 contains specific language directing your institute, that's the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute, to conduct a study on the health and environmental consequences of depleted uranium on the battlefield, remediation technologies which might develop, and the ways in which the toxicity of depleted uranium might be reduced.
So the government will arrest somebody for dumping motor oil in a stream, but they're using it at testing grounds all over the country. They're blasting multiple civilizations with it. Our troops are breathing it, dead and dying, and the average yuppie doesn't even know what depleted uranium is, Doctor.
That is absolutely correct. It's arrogance beyond comprehension. And it comes down to the fundamental thing. You'll hear the stories in the government, the Department of Defense, and they'll say, well, prove that there's health and environmental effects. And I go, wait a minute. Where's your right to take radioactive waste and throw it all over another nation? Where if you're in the United States, if you were to take one single penetrator, 10 pounds, and throw it into a backyard, a church, a schoolyard, you're going to go to jail.
Well, look, if one of these Muslim supposed terrorists, people supposedly doing all this terrorism, that's what they say a dirty bomb is stuff out of X-ray machines, not even as radioactive, tied to some dynamite, blow that up, they say, oh, hundreds of square blocks, no one can live in it. But suddenly with something far worse, oh, it's wonderful.
Again, it's the purpose to kill and destroy. And when I was tasked to put this, clean this mess up and do the research, I first went in there as a warrior saying, okay, I need to figure out they're going to use it.
Let me stop you, Doctor, because I've got to stop you, because in the early 90s, they're a little concerned and want you to go clean it up, and you get sick from it. Now they don't even seem to care. Where is that disconnect? It seems like they're getting crazier by the minute.
The purpose is kill and destroy with total disregard for the health and the environmental effects on God's children, Allah's children, the children of the world. They don't care.
Okay, go back. I'm sorry for interrupting.
They just don't care.
Back to the point you were making. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, this is all, Joyce, there's so many facets to this. I'm just, it's just so incredible, I guess.
You know, Alex, you know, until you meet these people, like I had the honor of meeting with Doug last week. We had Bob from Bob Jones, and we had Mark from Georgia come and visit us this past week. And I will tell you that once you have prayed with them, cried with them, seen what they're going through, you have no idea. And it's awful when you put a face to these people and you find out what wonderful people they are. They are dying, and it is our sons and daughters, and it's our world.
But, I mean, both Gulf Wars, not many of our troops get killed by the enemy, but then from the vaccines and the uranium, tens of thousands die and get sick.
Absolutely correct, and we totally disregard. This is the Agent Orange of the 90s and the 1000s. It's absolutely, and when I was in Vietnam, Agent Orange, and it's still Agent Orange, has taken a devastating toll on the U.S. forces, the Allied forces, and it's taken a devastating toll on the Vietnamese. And now we've done the same thing with uranium. Yeah, I mean, it's so simple. Again, what right does any nation have to take radioactive waste, chemical waste, biological waste, and throw it in somebody else's backyard willfully and deliberately?
So how is the Pentagon going to deal now with their former top colonel, their top scientist, saying, yes, I've tested them, the troops have radiation poisoning?
Well, you know, it's pretty simple. What they do, and Joyce has seen this, they put out a memorandum to the media and the press saying, well, Dr. Colonel Asadorakovich and Dr. Major Doug Rocky did not do the work. They were not there. They're not sick. There's no problems.
That's
so
right.
So they use executive authority to lie.
And it doesn't matter if there's Associated Press articles with you there in the 90s as the head guy. Doesn't matter if there's all the photos and video and you're in the registry as that. They'll just lie to the media and say you don't even exist.
Absolutely correct. And what's happened with our troops and soldiers at the National Record Center in St. Louis, Missouri, where all military records are maintained, the personnel and medical records, my own and my staff's, are gone. They've been destroyed.
Well, it's like Bush's records. Somebody grabs them, then suddenly they expunge them. This is so, but how are they going to ignore the New York Daily News?
Well, you know, the New York Daily News right now, that staff needs to have every kudo from every mother, father, son, and daughter. Because when the Department of Defense refused to provide medical care, they stood up and said, we're taking care of the sons and daughters of New York. God bless the New York Daily News and that staff. They should get the Medal of Honor for doing what our leaders have not done.
Isn't it also that now they've used it and they've got to keep using it? You know, the CDC with the thimerosal in their own documents that just got released said, well, it's brain damaging millions, but we've got to cover this up because it'd be too big.
Absolutely. The cost is astronomical because, you know, when you asked the question before, it comes down to the fundamental thing, and as an environmental scientist, an engineer has taught all this stuff and done this for many, many years, our technology is out of control. Inorganic, organic compounds, heavy metals, biologicals, we've contaminated air, water, soil, and food. We do not have the ability to provide medical care, and we're seeing the health and environmental consequences because we've wanted to have life simple while we disregarded the effects of technology. That's what this is all about.
And now we're paying the piper, but instead of going back and turning back, they seem to be accelerating.
Well, that's what you do. When you don't want to cover it up and acknowledge what you did, you keep going in the wrong direction. Well, I'm here to say it's time to stop the nonsense.
I tell you what, we got loaded phone lines for you guys. I'm going to come back and take some calls. Is it possible to maybe keep both of you another 20 minutes?
Hey, we'll stay as long as you want.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to ask Paul Watson then to join us at about 45 after. Instead of 30 after, because we've got a bunch of other news coming up. But I want to come back now and take calls. We've obviously got to have Captain Joyce Riley and Dr. Rocky back on. But a lot more coming up. This is so big. Stay with us.